Welcome! Today we're heading to Vis and Komija, two distinctly different anchors on Croatia's island of Vis. This is not a race through famous stops, it is an invitation to follow the water, the fishing heritage, and the meals that give an island day its shape. If you are drawn to hidden bays, small harbors, and a slower Adriatic rhythm, Vis rewards patience. Let's think less about collecting sights and more about making room to linger. The first impression is often light, bright across pale stone, then softer as the afternoon settles over the sea. The air feels coastal and open, but the island's appeal is not only dramatic scenery, it is the permission to do less. A good morning here can be wonderfully ordinary. Walk near the waterfront before deciding where to swim. Pause for coffee. Watch boats come and go. Notice how quickly the full itinerary can feel unnecessary when the sea is right in front of you. That unhurried feeling matters because island travel has its own practical limits. You cannot always pivot instantly to another plan, and that can become part of the pleasure. Instead of fighting the pace, let weather, walking distance, and appetite steer the day. There is a useful distinction between quiet and empty. Vis and Komija have everyday life, working waterfronts, visitors, and seasonal change. Slow travel means paying attention to that living rhythm, rather than expecting the island to perform as a private backdrop. Vis town is a natural place to begin. It gives you a practical base for arriving, settling in, and getting oriented by the water. Spend your first evening simply walking the shoreline and choosing one place to return to the next morning. Komija, on the western side of the island, offers a different mood. Compact, closely tied to the sea, and strongly shaped by its fishing identity, it is a place to wander without a mission. Looking at boats, stone lanes, and the changing color of the harbor. Between those anchors are bays that deserve to be approached as pauses, not trophies. Pick one that suits the day, bring what you need, swim carefully, and give yourself enough time that you do not spend the whole visit checking the clock. A bay can be the entire plan. Read in the shade, take a short coastal walk, or just watch the water shift from clear shallows to deeper blue. The point is not to claim you found the most secret spot. It is to enjoy one responsibly. I would resist turning every cove into a geotag challenge. Conditions, access, and local expectations vary. Ask locally when appropriate, follow posted guidance, and remember that a quieter place stays pleasant when visitors leave it as they found it. Komija's character is inseparable from fishing traditions. You can feel that connection in a harbor where boats are not merely decorative, and where the waterfront carries the practical texture of work as well as the ease of an evening stroll. It is tempting to romanticize every fishing village, but working coasts are not museum displays. Nets, equipment, loading areas, and moored boats deserve space. A little awareness makes your walk more interesting and far more considerate. Look for the small details instead. The early movement around the harbor, the way conversations gather near the water, and how meals later in the day can reflect what the sea provides. This is a connection to place, not a performance for visitors. That perspective also changes the pace of sightseeing. Rather than rushing past Komija after a quick photograph, sit near the harbor for a while. The most memorable part may be the ordinary flow of the place. Food on Vis is best approached with curiosity and flexibility. Seek seasonal, locally prepared dishes, and if seafood appeals to you, ask what is available and how it is traditionally prepared. A simple meal can say more about an island than an elaborate menu. Ask courteously about ingredients, portions, and any house specialty. That is better than arriving with a fixed idea of what must be served. Availability changes with season and supply, and that variability is part of eating close to the coast. Make time for lunch or dinner instead of treating it as a gap between activities. Let a long meal become the plan after swimming, walking, or an afternoon in Komija. Slow travel becomes real when you stop scheduling every hour around it. And keep the setting in mind. On a small island, considerate dining means patience during busy periods, appreciation without demanding spectacle, and respect for people finishing long working days. Good travel manners are often as simple as noticing the room around you. For a short visit, I would start with arrival day in Vis town. Check in, stretch your legs along the waterfront, buy water and simple supplies, then have an easy evening meal. Do not force a major excursion on the day your ferry schedule sets the pace. On your first full day, choose either a nearby swim and a relaxed exploration of Vis, or make one deliberately simple trip toward a bay. Leave enough margin for shade, a slow lunch, and the possibility that the weather suggests changing course. Give Komija its own day rather than squeezing it between several stops. Walk the harbor, spend time by the coast, and eat there if it suits you. The value is in seeing the place settle into its own daily pattern. For the final part of the itinerary, keep one open slot. It might become another swim, a return to the waterfront you liked most, a long meal, or a bay you did not have time for earlier. Flexibility is the luxury here. Before travel, check ferry arrangements close to departure and build in a buffer around connections. Local transport choices may be limited, so decide whether walking, a rental, or arranged transport fits your plans. Do not rely on an old timetable or someone else's exact route. For a calmer feel, late spring and early autumn are often appealing kinds of season. The conditions may be milder and the island can feel less intense than at the height of summer. Weather, sea conditions, and available services still vary, so plan with care. Ferry-dependent travel asks for a little humility. Keep documents, essential medication, and useful layers with you, not buried in an unreachable bag. If a connection changes, the most sensible response is usually to adapt rather than try to outpace the island. On foot, near boats, and in quiet coasts, travel gently. Keep noise down, take litter with you, do not block working areas, and ask before treating local routines as photo opportunities. Respect protects both the experience and the community hosting it. The useful takeaway is simple. Vis and Kamaja become richer when you plan fewer fixed stops and leave room for water, food, harbor life, and a change of mind. A slow itinerary is not missing out. It is the way this island can come into focus. Thank you for listening. I hope this has helped you picture a thoughtful Adriatic escape with patience built into the plan. Travel well, stay curious, and goodbye for now.